Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into the eyes of a criminal, we have to ask, how will a little girl, a low-level thug, a businesswoman, become the most dangerous villains around? Simple answer. They all got their start in this city, and it's up to us to stop them.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Gotham Talk. I just want to thank everybody who's been downloading the podcast. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the support. I mean, come on. It's just us friends talking about our favorite show, Gotham. And tonight we will be talking about episode 12 of season 1 of Gotham Talk, titled What the Little Bird Told Him. And, of course, that little bird is the Penguin. Really fun episode, especially when, I better not say that because, you know, that ruins the segment of what's your favorite scene. But let me read you really quick the synopsis. We are live right now, so if you want to call in and join in on the discussion, it's 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821, so you could be on the show. So let me read the quick synopsis, and then we'll go from there. Jack Gruber and Aaron Helsinger escape from Arkham Asylum with one rampage, who are on a rampage through Gotham. James Gordon promises the commissioner he will arrest Gruber within 24 hours if he is reinstated as a detective for that time. Edward Nygma tells Gordon and Bullock that Jack Gruber is an alias of Jack Baczynski, a former bank robber for the mafia who was betrayed by Salvatore Maroni, and Fish Mooney makes her first move against Falcone and abducts Liza. Gordon and Bullock put Maroni under protective custody to use as bait to attract Baczynski to the police station. Falcone discovers that Mooney is behind Liza's abduction and is offered a deal. Falcone is to sign his crime family over to Mooney's gang in exchange for the opportunity for him and Liza to leave for Italy. Baczynski attacks the police station in search of Maroni. Gordon, protected by his rubber boots provided by Enigma, is immune to the initial attack and thwarts Baczynski's bomb. Before Falcone goes through the deal, Cobblepot informs him that Liza was always working for Mooney. Falcone confronts Mooney and Liza at the former's club and strangles Liza to death. Man, that was pretty brutal. I'm like, he's really choking her. There's no doubt. He's really on that. And so Falcone then takes both Mooney and Butch Gazzaline prisoner, while Don gives Cobblepot a chance to mock his former boss as he inherits her club as well as what is left of her gang. For living up to his end of the deal, Gordon is reinstated as a detective. So that's it. That was what the little bird told him. And of course, that little bird is the Penguin telling Maroni. All right, our number again is 347-637-3821. Please call in and join us on the conversation for Gotham Talk. All right, we have a first caller from area code 239.
Not from Gotham. What's up, man?
Oh, what's up, God. Dude?
Are you having Arrow on mute?
Oh, yeah, it's playing. It's right
wait
now on commercial.
Wait till you see the ending. I hope we don't hear you geek out at the end.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So tonight's episode, What the Little Bird Told Him. Give us your first thoughts, Matt. It aired this week, so it should still be fresh in your mind. So tell us your thoughts on the whole episode.
I thought it was good. Some parts were kind of weird. I mean, I got the electricianer thing going from Batman Arkham Origins game.
Yes.
There's a guy that you fight called the Electricianer. And then,
okay.
We see a lot of Falcone. Hell,
yes, we did.
In Gotham next week. And
then Barbara, we saw her.
Yeah. we finally saw. No, Barbara wasn't in it.
Barbara Gordon, she was.
Okay, but Jim's hooking up with Thompson now.
Oh, right, so that's at the end. But yeah.
Yeah, he said Barbara, and she wasn't there, and then the beautiful nurse, Dr. Tompkins, showed up. And
right.
Then we got finally some more Nigma.
Nigma, I love. Poor guy. I feel sorry for him. You know, they're really making you want to, you know, feel for the guy, the way they write
and
to him.
And that's how he's probably going to become the Riddler. Like,
yeah.
Nigma barely gets any attention. And, like, that one part, he goes, it's a riddle. Like, was there a part when he's holding a cake or something?
Uh-huh. All right, we have a new caller, Matt. It's from area code 469. It sounds like you're driving, caller.
Yeah, I'm actually in a car. It's Joe from Krypton.
Hey, what's up, sir? Well, please drive safe.
Yeah, it's me and Chris from Candor in the car. We're going somewhere.
Oh, no way. You guys live that close?
Yeah, we both live in Dallas. We live in the same city.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
He's let's see. From area code 609. Who is this?
Hey, it's Frank from New Jersey. How are you, Francesco from New
Jersey? Hey, Francesco from New Jersey. How's it going, sir?
Not bad. Guess what? I'm in the back seat, and Chris and Joe are driving.
Oh my God! Hey, Matt, they should come pick us up, right?
Absolutely. I know. We should go to their house and watch Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got another caller. Let's see. From error code, it must be the other passenger. From error code 469. Are you in the trunk?
I'm in the driver.
Oh, you're the driver. Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you guys gonna go? Rob a bank or come on? We're talking Gotham here.
No, hopefully not. Asylum.
Did you want us to rob the bank?
Well, I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah, we signed your thumb. Do you have paper?
Okay. Make sure that paper doesn't explode blue ink. let's see. We're talking about what the little bird told him. Did you guys watch it this week? Francesco, Chris, and Joe, did you guys watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, I didn't.
Joe, it was awesome.
I know, I got a lot of catching up to do, guys.
Yeah, no, this was a good one, Joe. Definitely go watch this one.
I am, for sure.
Yeah, and, okay, Francesco, you said you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, slowly but surely, they're really stepping up. You're really not, it's kind of weird. You're really not thinking of Bruce Wayne. It's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. And I'm getting kind of swept up in the whole GCPD. And
yeah, me too.
I'm happy with the new addition with the doctor from Arkham. And you know, the big plus is that she's a looker, too. So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm happy. Damn. I mean, it's starting to ramp up.
Yes, it is. So, Joe, definitely watch this one instead of Rogues.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Chris from Candor, did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
No, okay. So hopefully we don't spoil it for you.
No, it doesn't matter. Fine.
It doesn't matter. All right, let's go to our favorite scenes. While you're thinking about your favorite scene, let me give you mine. Mine is pretty much when Jim Gordon is given reinstated back as a detective at this time. And what he tells the commissioner, you know, anyone who tries to take my shield again will have to eat it or something like that. In that regards, and it was just like a great comeback for Jim Gordon. You know, he finally was reinstated back to the Gotham Police Department and out of Arkham. So it's a great, you know, a little departure for one episode, but it's great for that little comeback. So that was, and then there was a lot of cool other scenes. Let me give you another one where the electrician is trying to electrocute Jim, but he sees that he has the insulated boots, And of course, what does he do? He does it on the gun. And then he pulls it away from Jim. I love that. That was a really cool, like, comic book, geeky, kind of scene. So I like that. I like that. Let's go around the room. All right, Matt, what was your favorite scene and why?
I really liked the ending there with Falcone and Fish Mooney. And
yes. My gosh.
That was really tense. And now, next week, Fish is going to die. And now we think Penguin's going to probably end up killing Falcone and taking over the whole empire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's his ultimate plan there. And he's playing it out, you know, little by little. He's playing it out. And, what was I going to ask you? What about the scene where he chokes Liza?
Yeah, that's the scene I was talking about. That was
man. Dude, Francesco, your thoughts on the death of Liza?
Well, I mean, there's two ways you can look at it. One is to show Fish Mooney that, you know, he doesn't care about what's going on and he's back in. And the second one is really, you know, if she really represented to him his mother, he just killed his mother, and now he's all in, and he has, you know, the chains are off at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that scene, I mean, it was pretty hardcore for regular TV, right? Or is it just me overreacting? It was like he's literally choking the bitch. He's like, I'm going to choke you. Like, literally. While he was choking her, I was like, he's choking the bitch. I'm sorry. It just came out of my mouth. I'm like, he's really choking her, and Fox is showing us. She was like,
that's crazy.
And I was watching it also with closed caption, and it says, throat crunch. I'm like, what the hell's a throat crunch?
Oh, <man.
laughs> Who puts that in the description?
Hey, Zeus, can I ask you a question? When they do the closed captioning, do the studios or the networks send all that stuff to how do they do that?
Usually there's a dedicated company. So, once the final cut, you know, the final approval, all that is done, they send it off to the company, and they have people that have copies of the scripts of the show, or they'll do like a verbatim, you know, translation, you know. By them watching it, they're typing every conversation or every sound from, you know, if it's atmosphere or, you know, intentionally by the director.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a big process just for that. Okay, so, all right, great. Thank you. Thank you, Matt, for sharing that. Definitely one of those memorable scenes that we'll all remember, because it was pretty like, whoa, he's really choking her. All right, Francesco.
Penguin take it?
What do you mean, take it?
Like, you know, I mean, after the mom died. Does he know?
Oh, I don't know. Matt, do you know?
So what?
Yeah, what's the question?
Never mind. Go on.
All right, so let's talk about the fate of Mooney. You know, it's definitely the big teeter-totter on the receiving end of a bullet or a bashing of the heads as she tried to take over Falcone's empire. Let's go around the room. Do you think Mooney's going to last after this first season? Let's go to Joe from Krypton. Your thoughts. Is Mooney a one-season villain?
No, they probably have around till season two, and I think season two will probably be the end of Fish Mooney. I think Penguin's going to kill her eventually.
Yeah. I hope he just chokes her like they choked Liza, because... Yeah, throat crunch for the closed caption. imagine you already can't hear, so when they say throat crunch, you're like, "Oh, what's a crunch?" You know?
Yeah, they don't know.
Because they don't know what. Okay, all right. Let's go to Chris from Candor. The fate of Mooney.
I really like her. So
I really hope that they keep a little longer, a while longer. So, yeah.
All right. So you want a little bit longer than the first season. All right, Matt from Florida. Let's go to you, sir.
I say she's going to die. Next
Ooh.
Week because she's later going to torture her in the promo for next week.
Yeah.
I think she's going to die because she's been plotting something far too long, and then Penguin knows it, and now the big baddie Falcone knows it. So she ain't going to be around much longer. Nope, nope, nope.
All right, there you go. You heard it from Matt from Florida. And Francesco, let's hear it from you. Let's conclude this. The fate of Mooney, your thoughts.
I mean, if you would have asked me this in the first couple episodes, I would have said probably. But, I mean, she's become a real big fan favorite, especially with me. So I think they'll keep her on for the next couple of seasons only because, you know, a lot of people want to see Bruce Wayne, and Bruce Wayne's not going to be shown as much, but he will probably in the later seasons. But I mean, having her around gives them other characters, like other pieces to the chess game, so this way they can keep the show moving. I mean, if they killed her off, you're killing off a big name in acting, you know? So
yeah, that's Jada.
Either Falcone or Maroney's going to go, which moves Fish Mooney into a higher position, and then you'll have either Fish Mooney, Maroney, or Falcone, and the Penguin by himself. So I think that's what's going to happen. You'll have three top bosses, you know?
Yeah. who's whispering? I'm going to charge it.
So that's what I feel like. Hey. Maybe you're in the next couple seasons.
What's going
okay.
on here?
I don't know. It's just like there's whispering, like, I'm going to charge him, okay? Okay, all right. So no one's answered. Okay. Thank you, Francesco, on your thoughts on the fate of Mooney. You know, it looks like she might be a little bit prolonged. I would be okay with her if they end her on this first season. You know, never say never on these comic book shows, you know. And also remember, even with Arrow, the fate of, the lead on is he dead, is he not? Remember in the comic books, those characters died and came back. So think about it like that, you know. They could die.
You
they could all die.
They could die. But you don't kill off your lead for a whole season and bring him back the next season. No, like he'll come back very quickly. Hey, also I want to say, dude, I don't think you get an actress of Jada Pinkett's caliber and then kill her off in the first season. I think.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Because she draws. She has a draw, right, guys?
Yeah. She does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. And then she's doing so well, too. It's not like, they're just having her because she's Jada Pinkett Smith, you know? She's pulling it. Yeah, she's pulling it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Chris, did you drop? Is that you?
Yeah, I'm back. Okay.
All right, are you charging it? No? Okay. All right. All right. Let's go around the room. Anything you want to talk about Gotham? You know, now is the time. Anything? Any questions you have? For those who have not caught up, you know, if you guys have any questions on any future episodes that you haven't seen, you know, you can ask us. You know, because we've seen it. So let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
Well, I did find out that Gotham is returning for a season 2.
Yes, everybody, round of applause, please.
Yay.
We should send that clip to Fox, you know. Listen to the excitement of your fans as you renewed a second season.
One of them's like, boo.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that's cheer. It sounds like, boo. That's too funny. All right, anything else, Matt?
No, Gotham, I just love on how DC has just started a fresh, clean slate. A fresh, clean slate for all of us TV fans. Like, since we don't have to wait that long for Arrow, last week on Monday night we got Gotham. Tuesday night, Flash, which was awesome last night, by the way, and Arrow, which is amazing tonight. Emotional, mm-hmm. but amazing.
All right, that's cool. All right, let's go to you, Chris from Candor. Are you still in the car with Joe?
No, I'm not. I went to the gas station. I want to know, did they sell Brookline?
Nope.
Oh, no? Okay.
Did they what?
Was Brookline
in this episode?
Oh, no, no.
Still
no, he wasn't. And neither was the Red Hood.
Wow. He's confirmed for season two, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Red Hood is coming. Yeah, you totally called it. That's why I forwarded you that article. I'm like, you totally called it.
Hey, man, I have this theory. I think PC's listening to everything I'm saying. They're like, yeah, do you hear what Joe said?
You never know, man. You never know. Oh, yeah, even these past podcasts, you know, we've been getting some high downloads, so I don't know who's doing that, but thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Arrow. Oh, my gosh. I forgot to tell you, Matt, the last episode of Arrow that we did has, like, over 2,000 downloads.
Wow.
I'm like, who are these people? But thanks, man. Really appreciate it. So, hey, you guys are being heard. Even though you think it might just be the five of us, someone's listening. And thanks.
My show,
yeah.
You said it's getting over 400 downloads. But if you're watching Arrow right now, are we still going to do Arrow Talk at midnight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to...
Because I'll probably hear you screaming at the very end.
Well, there's already been some moments, but yeah, it's definitely up there. All right, let's go to you, Francesco. Anything Gotham related? See, you got me all bamboozled.
I'm just
bamboozled.
I'm happy they renewed it. You know,
yeah.
Kind of iffy. But
yeah.
I also want to...
Because you know, yeah.
Aside from Gotham... You know, we used to have different callers call into the show. I mean, have you talked to maybe Regina or Mary Beth? Like, do you know where any of those guys went?
Or Gabe?
No.
Remember Gabe?
No. Yeah, Gabe, yeah. He comes when we have our, like, big podcast, like the viewing party, and we should do that again. I don't know if you guys are interested in doing a Man of Steel viewing podcast, like how
yeah,
we did
yeah,
the
yeah.
first time
that
it came out on video.
That again.
That was so much fun. Chris is like, nah.
We should do.
I've watched Man of Steel probably like over 1,000 times now.
Yep, you have. All right. What would you say, Francesco?
We should do like a Throne of Atlantis viewing party.
Oh yes,
yeah.
I'll be down for that. I'll be totally
yeah.
down for that.
How about
the reason why I was saying that earlier was because it'd be nice to hear some of the older people come back on the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Gabe will see our posting and he'll be like, "I want to go." Yeah, he usually comes on like the big podcast, like when we had our reunion and then our anniversary and then a couple other big ones. So yeah, you know they come and go. Yeah.
Colin, guys.
From Cali.
We miss you guys.
What's his name? Superman King. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Spanish King from New Jersey.
Yeah. Superman King now? Yeah. Oh,
Superman
okay.
King. Yeah, I'm sure there was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I remember we had tons of callers on Smallville Talk.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Yeah, that was before, you know, Twitter and all that crap.
Yeah. My first podcast was in the season 9 episode Salvation for this special 2-hour podcast.
Nice.
Do you know there was another caller called Sofa King. Do you remember that guy?
Who?
Oh, Sofa King. We taught it. Yeah.
Yeah, Sofa King.
Okay. I got the joke. All right, Joe from Krypton. Anything on Gotham? You're like, what up?
any predictions you mean, or what I want to see, or what?
Yeah, anything you want to talk about, Gotham.
I want more Bruce Wayne, man. I want it to go a little more of the Smallville route where it's a little more focused on Bruce, because that's what I'm interested in. I love Jim Gordon, but I want to see Bruce Wayne, man. He's a very interesting character in Gotham. You know, I want to see him developing his detective skills and learning how to fight. I want a 10-year time jump, for gosh sakes, man.
Yeah.
I want a 10-year time jump. Enough of this nonsense. Let's look 10 years into the future. Let's get this story going. It's too far back for me, you know?
Right.
I hope I don't feel like that with Krypton. I want to love Krypton for what it is. I hope I'm not sitting there thinking, oh, come on, man, just have Kal-El already ready and send him to Earth. I don't, you know, hopefully I don't feel that way with Krypton. But, yeah, I want to see a 10-year time jump in Gotham.
All right. He's all over the show. So yeah, you know, just give us what we want. We want a time jump. We want, you know, but I'm afraid with the time jump, it'll end the series earlier than what they have planned for.
Yeah, I guess it could, but
because you know, once you have Batman, it's not Gotham anymore. It's Batman.
Well, I don't want Batman. I want it to lead up to Batman, like they did with Smallville with Clark.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, but if we do that by season two, what about season three? No more. We're done. We blew our load.
You can stretch out his journey. You know, you don't have to get him in the Batman costume by season three. You can stretch it out to like season seven. And then ended there, you know.
Because at the same time, we don't have to see Bruce Wayne in diapers the whole season.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Who knows? They haven't released anything what they're going to do for next season. So I'm sure we're all going to be surprised, you know, who's coming back, you know, what's changing, you know, time, is time changing, you know, what's going on here. So, yeah, definitely a lot of stuff going on. All right, let's see, now is the time for shout-outs. Yeah, it's that time to end the show. We're doing the Flash Talk, so if you guys saw the Flash, you know, join us on that show. Joe from Krypton, give us your shout-out, sir.
Hey, before I give my shout-out, can you shout-out the number to Flash Talk?
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, you know, because I have to log in for that number.
All right. That's cool.
But you know what? Keep talking, and I could probably pull it up. Hold on. Keep going.
Shout out to Chris, Francesco, Matt from Florida, all the people that used to call in to Smallville. You guys need to call in to Gotham. If you're not watching Gotham or Arrow or Flash, you need to jump on it, man. We need more people on this. And let's have a party every week.
And then remember with Smallville, you know, everybody loves Superman, so of course you already have a big audience there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lot easier. you know, with these shows, you know, you have to, like, you know, ingrain it into the public's mind.
Yeah, well, if there was an older Bruce Wayne, I'm sure all the Batman fans would be all over this podcast, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Francesco, give us your shout-out, sir.
I just want to shout out everybody on the podcast, everybody that hasn't called or stopped calling. And then I just want to say for Chris to keep his hands on 10 and 2, baby. Keep your hands on 10 and 2 when you're driving.
Yes,
what are you,
always.
What are you insinuating, man? What's that?
Huh?
Nothing. You didn't get the joke.
I will. I got you.
I got you. All right, Chris, give us your shout out, sir.
Hey, yeah, like I said, the more the merrier. We need all the people to call. Regina, Mary Beth.
Wake them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, something.
don't make us, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
Whatever.
Gotham is cool. Yeah, Gotham is cool, and everybody call in and keep listening, and thank you for all the download you guys doing. It's amazing. So,
awesome.
You.
All right, guys. Have a good night. We'll talk to you next week.
Uh-huh.